eyes were on Esmeralda when she came into the room, followed by the goat with the golden horns. The captain was the first to speak. "What a charming creature," he said. "Do you remember me?"
"Oh, yes,"
she said. "You slipped away in such a hurry that night. Did I frighten you?" he asked.
"Oh, no,"
said the gypsy. The captain went on. "You left me with a one-eyed hunchback fellow, the bishop's bell-ringer, I'm told. But he paid dearly for what he did. Master Pierre Tortereau curried the bell-ringer's hide most soundly."
"Poor fellow,"
said Esmeralda. Meanwhile, the lady of the house was more interested in the goat. She noticed a little bag hanging from its neck. To satisfy her curiosity, she opened it and emptied its contents on the floor. They were wooden letters of the alphabet. No sooner were they spread out than the goat pushed certain letters with its golden hoof to make up a word. Phoebus. At the fine lady's cry of alarm, the gypsy saw what had happened, turned pale and began to tremble.
"She is a sorceress!"
cried the lady.
"Begone, you gypsy from hell!"